It's Check on Stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast, well, we might have some showers today. We'll get the full details from Pat coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you, the Region 1 school budget referendum is coming up, a referendum to vote all the electors in Region 1 in the towns of Canaan, Cornwall, Kent, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon. It'll be held in the towns at their polling places. That is tomorrow to vote on the question, shall the combined budget for Regional School District Number 1, Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Pupil Services Center, and Regional School Services Center for the fiscal year 2022-23 in the amount of $16,665,968 be approved, vote yes, or vote no. Talking about budget shrinking enrollment, that leads questions to the Sharon budget. In a story in the Republican American, most of the comments on Friday's budget hearing focused on Sharon Center School and its low enrollment. The Board of Finance has said the school board did its best in coming up with the 2022-23 spending plan, voting to send it to the municipal budget at town meeting May 13th at 7 p.m. The $4,394,000 school budget is down about $118,000, or 2.6% from the current year's municipal proposal, which was up by about 2.5%. There was little discussion about the selectman's budget. Resident Fred Sherwin asked about the increase in the assessor's salary, which was rising from a little over $35,000 to $47,000. Selectman Dale Jones said the position does not offer benefits and is difficult to find assessors nowadays. We share her with the other towns, he said, and we're getting a bargain. And during a special meeting of the Finance Board after the hearing, members unanimously voted to send the two plans to the town meeting, where citizens also will be asked to approve a five-year capital plan and appropriate $5,000 from the general maintenance budget for 67 Main Street. National Day of Prayer is coming up throughout the nation and our area on May 5th, the 71st celebration of the National Day of Prayer. Communities across the country will celebrate with prayers on Thursday. The gatherings locally are at Cornwall at 8 a.m. at the flagpole on the green, Falls Village noon at the town green, North Canaan 5:30 under the pavilion across from McDonald's, Sharon at noon on the town green, and Salisbury 6 p.m. at the War Memorial next to Town Hall. Inclement weather locations in Salisbury is the Congregational Church. A new law will shield Connecticut abortion providers. Connecticut will have a shield law to protect abortion providers and others from being investigated, sued, or prosecuted for violating other states' abortion restrictions in this state, including out-of-state patients who come here to terminate pregnancies. Democratic Governor Ned Lamont promised to quickly sign the seven-page bill that will constitute the biggest expansion of abortion rights since a woman's right to choose an abortion was written into the state statute in 1990. Back to budgets, the Canaan budget has now advanced to a May meeting with the proposed municipal budget of 2022-23 that has been cut by $96,000 to $3,034,000 for a spending increase of about $179,000 or 6.2%. The Board of Finance has agreed to take both the town and school budgets to a hearing on May 11th. The Finance Board 2 weeks ago instructed the Board of Selectmen to make cuts on their proposal, which showed a 9.6% increase. Selectman Craig Whiting, standing in for First Selectman Charles Perotti, who was ill, detailed each line item that was changed. An issue that sparked Finance Board's request to rework the proposal was 9% raises for town hourly employees, including those in public works. In a recent configured plan, those raises had been trimmed to 6%. The May 11th hearing is scheduled for 7:30 at Town Hall. Well, New York will move some primaries to August after a court tosses the maps out. A New York judge ordered Friday that the state's congressional and state Senate primaries be delayed until August 23rd to provide enough time to replace district maps that were ruled unconstitutional. State judge had moved the primaries back from their original date of June 28th, saying the independent expert tasked with helping him craft new maps, Special Master John Service, will finish drawing districts by May the 20th. In the meantime, state and local election officials will prepare to once again hold separate primaries. In June and August, lawmakers in 2019 consolidated the primaries to save money, increase voter turnout, and make the process less confusing for the public. Representative Delgado has reintroduced legislation prioritizing the green workforce development and transition to clean energy. The congressman from the 19th District introduced that legislation to America's Workforce for Emerging Jobs and the Clean Economy, Green Jobs and Opportunity Act would make significant investments in workforce development programs in wind, solar, and other renewable energy technology fields. Concern over the cell tower's visual impact in Massachusetts is now gone after the balloon test in Otis. Neighborhood fears that a new cell tower would mar sunset views for Big Pond residents appear to have been largely quieted by a recent experiment. A week ago, workers with Vertex Towers floated a balloon over the site of the planned 146-foot monopole tower on land off Route 23. The test held April 23rd revealed that the proposed tower's location does not represent a blot on the landscape and that residents feared, a year after they argued successfully that a tower in a nearby town-owned parcel off Churchill Road would be a detriment to the neighborhood and lower their property values. Housatonic Valley Regional High School class of 2022 will hold a project graduation at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. It's an opportunity for the class of 2022 graduates to come together for a final time, celebrating their achievements in a safe, chaperone, substance-free environment. Project graduation is an all-night graduation party at the high school to provide students with a healthy alternative to riskier behaviors that are traditionally associated with that night. So meetings coming up today in Sharon, the Housing Plan Steering Committee at 5:30, in Salisbury at 5, the Board of Selectmen at 6:30, Planning and Zoning, in North Canaan, the Board of Selectmen meeting at 7 in Falls Village. There's a public hearing on the Falls Village Housing Grant at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, the Cornwall Agricultural Advisory Commission has a meeting. That is tonight at 7:30. In Kent Park and Recreation regular meeting at 7 p.m. The Village of Millerton has a workshop meeting. That is at 6 p.m. And in Sheffield, the annual town meeting will be held at the Mount Everett Regional High School on Berkshire School Road. That happens at 6 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, featuring lunch specials, featuring dinner specials, a tapas menu, and more. You'll find them on the web, interlakeninn.com, and on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 32,971.21, the NASDAQ at 12,334.64, and the S&P 500 at 4,131.93. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.